At 11 p.m., we spotted some pretty fat prey. The hunt began immediately, and we pursued the fleeing scoundrels with all our might. At last, at 1:16 a.m., the first shot cracked. The captain, although he had a 5.2-centimeter cannon on board, realized that escape was futile, stopped, and came aboard with the ship's papers. Our helmsman and first mate took the 4 explosive cartridges to the steamer, laid them, and returned with the ship's entire crew. With a mighty bang and a towering plume of smoke and fire, they inflicted 2 large leaks on the steamer. It lay on its starboard side and sank slowly. With the commander's permission, almost all of us were on deck to watch the spectacle. After 25 minutes, the bow of the steamer was completely submerged. The funnel was still smoking until water eventually poured in and extinguished the fire. A high column of water rose up, indicating that the boilers had exploded. A few more death throes, large air bubbles rising, and with a colossal roar, the last remnants disappeared. It was an Italian steamer, 3,000 tons in size. The crew was a real mix of nationalities and would have fitted in well at Hagenbeck Zoo.